I really started writing poetry through music. I think that was the real sort of drive, because I've always enjoyed lyrics. That's the thing that I think I listen out for. That's what sells a song to me, is the lyrics more than usually. Yeah, that's the thing I listen out for anyway. And so I started to try and write song lyrics, which I found quite hard to get the music as well, so they ended up being poems. And I don't think all song lyrics by any means are poems, but I think that for me, a poem on a page is like a script or like a musical score, and it doesn't really become a poem until, like music, it's performed. It's either recorded like this or it's heard in person. And that's when you really hear the music of a poem. You don't just see it as a diagram on a page. The poet Michael Donaghy has an image of a poem being like a diagram for dancers, and it only really becomes a poem in its own right when it's danced, when it's not just a diagram, but when people come together, the audience and the poet come together, and the poet reads the poem, and the audience react to it, whether they like it or not, or they are indifferent. But that's when a poem really exists. And I think the same with music. That's why I think they really sort of intertwine music and poetry.